This is Charlie. You're listening to Center of the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Thanks for tuning in. This is 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are listening to Falling by Julie Cruz. Changing up a little bit. Same song I usually start off with, but a little different. After this, we're going to listen to Flo Millie. And then one of the new Lil Yachty tracks. It's actually the off of the collab tape that his label is dropping soon. It's pretty good.
If you try me, hoes on sight. He telling the Uzi, but he acting real bougie. I like to fight over dick, hoe. Don't get hit with a two-piece. You know you can call if you need me. Tell me you ain't never ever leaving. When I suck it, I look in your eyes. You better for me like you mean it. Tell me you'll never wanna lose me. 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 Tell me you'll never wanna lose me.
I'm geeking on X with my head in your coochie. Okay. I might put you on covers like Suki. You so hood, I'm so bougie. With a flash, we could turn into Toby. I'ma snack on your booty like Scooby. I'm on roll to Rolls Royce like a Roby. Square like a dolphin, my mouth a jacuzzi. Put it in your three hoes like a low sleep. Vivi Holly, she hate when I sin. Climb, I fell in love with Berlin. I'm on wild, never gin. It don't stop it, I take it a 10. I won't judge you for none of your sins. I'm geeking it back in my bin. Stepping and swinging on for my kin. Need to kill yourself if you lose me.
Okay, we just listened to some Lil Yachty. We're about to listen to some more Lil Yachty. Does anyone else have opinions on Lil Yachty?
He's coming out with some.
Oh, you're. Stuff. I changed you to the other mic. Sorry.
He's coming out with some great stuff recently.
Cause I used to really like Lil Yachty when I was like 15.
I didn't think much of him.
I think Darnell is great.
That's not even his name.
What do you mean?
That's not his
that's
name.
That's not actually his
okay,
name.
Shout out to so Darnell.
But I spent a couple years not really caring about Lil Yachty, but then the stuff he's been doing in the last year has been great.
Yeah, I didn't think much of him at all, honestly.
Is he the guy like, that...
His real name's Miles.
Yeah,
his so name Pearl... Our other housemate has a rabbit that we thought for so long was named after Lil Yachty.
Because that's what they said.
Pearl
that's
said.
What, you know, we were taking Pearl's word. And nope. Just this, apparently Pearl had like...
His name is Miles.
Pearl. Oh, I don't like him very much.
Oh, well.
I think he's fine.
Yeah, well, he... Yeah, somebody told Pearl that Lil Yachty's name was Darnell in middle school.
Pearl lied.
And so, boom, Darnell the bunny. And today, or a couple days ago, two nights ago probably, was when Pearl found out that it's all a lie.
So who is Darnell named after?
Somebody. Who knows?
Somebody?
All right, here goes. More Yachty.
Yeah. Red dirt, baby, I can't go back to broke. This drink old, same age as the Pope. Open my eyes and I'm pulling it close. Walk in the store and I look for a leader. Granny just called, told I'm going on tour. Keep me in your prayers while I turn up these people. This bitch thick like tuna help. My pop look like each was help. Tootie my duty, I met her in Louis. She come through and chew me, don't go to the movies. Cracking a chill and I don't need no bargain. It's cold, it's so raw, you can serve it with sushi. So I'm in DC for 12 hours. But it's a prime, so I pass it a tooge. In a big body with 12 lighters, 3 pints, and 6 cooches. Damn, the bus, it's time, baby. That nigga broke out of line, baby. I got money like your pastor shot. Spend this shit all the time, baby. She trifling as fuck, but she look like a keeper. Like keep. Put it on God, we ain't believe in you either. Nope. It's mommy and greed, but it's quite nice to meet you. Petty as hell, trying to keep
it. Well, coming from dirt, all I could afford to do is dream. Never would I think I'd grow as a man. Spending 500K cash on codeine. Never could I imagine switching my tone. Never did giving in, buy me some tricks. 23 Maybach, same year as my bitch. Brown inside with the rims, deep dish. She pretty, I kiss, my life is a bliss. Send her home quick, a bullet I miss. She think it's my loss, I let her just think it. Ryder got 10 liquor bottles a show. Shit for the hoes, the Cree never drank it. Blown on my phone, I can't ever link it. Jeweler put all of these stones and rocks on a boat. Flooding this water on water, but he'll never sink it. Your chain is a trinket. Got 10 different whips like a red state local. Popping an X, fucking a bugaboo. Hot on my face, behind clip by focals. Don't be offended, asking my feet when I finally respond and I give you the total. Yeah. All who inspires me most became mobile. Just me and boy with some hoes up in Soto. Beating EB, cheating EBU. Anywhere, everywhere, just like a dojo. I don't take pics with my shut off. I am not Boris Kocho. I take a thought and I turn out by coastal. If I'm not home, send no points through the postal. Baby, what you do not know when I hurt you. Dissolve yourself when you're around a business. It don't concern you.
What shit is my turn to? We gave you sweat, so remember who taught you. First round, I'm off for 4 and a walkthrough. You keep the liquor, she easy to talk to. Know that she choosing on me, cannot fault you. Took that shit back to the spot and I hit it. Play some slow jam, so we rocked out the twister. I like you both, so just come with your sister. I'm ready to blitz him, it's lit like a missile. Cares not crystals, I ride with my pistol, it's us to the end. Want me to trim, I die ready to spin. A-ho stuffed in the truck in the rat, we was gone in the wind. They ready to sin, I pray for this life, so I gotta go in. Now it's my time.
time, but I've been already ready. What's on your mind? Shit, nothing but fitty. Ready to pop out and stun like confetti. I'm on a hit, finna cut it, kill Bill. Up in my rank, I'm the king of the hill. Also creep, baby, it's me and 2 Trill. Niggas be fake, they allergic to real. I'm stepping Shaquille, I know how to play it. You know them 2 words, so gone on and say it. Slow that shit down, baby, I'm tryna hit.
Hey. Man. This time, make it sweet.
Yeah.
A slow jam for my baby and for me.
Creep. All of my riches all made from my mama. I used to window shop at Ragarama. Used to wait tables, now they wait for me. 45,000, I fixed on my teeth. I used to look at rich folks on TV, dreaming that could be me. Now I'm well on my way. Just didn't think it'd be fast as today. Overnight shawty, my bestie don't play. Black as the TV, turn up, I could say. Nigga, negro, or whatever, don't bother me. You could be rich if you wanted psychology. My bitches don't judge niggas' astrology. Young bitch, I'm here to boost up the economy. I won't ride on the back of Ducatis, but I'll ride passenger of a Bugatti. I'll go Abu Dhabi, being rich is my hobby. We packed out the lobby. I'm concrete, finance, I'm creep to the death. Folks asking me if I'm black, dumb bitch, I'm the same as the rest. Sure, all these birds could stay at the nest. I'm in a hurry, I gotta get rest. Bitch, I've been up for 3 days, no sleep. Beacon off, he got a blick in the seas. Gonna sing like the woman married to Jay-Z. 3 O's in the boot, don't you ever forget it. I used to ride around town in the Civic. I delete all the old niggas that hit it. I'm a rich bitch, so I delete the past. In the backseat, missing gravel with gas. Miss not the 2 going bad on their ass. I don't have class, I'm ready to spat.
A slow jam, this time make it sweet. A slow jam, for my baby and for me.
Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. This event is for Tufts students only. I'm also going to read the little thing Jill put on here. It's pretty cute. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter that it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband? When I tried it, my apple peel spelled out WMFO.
Aw, that's really cute.
I feel like I would have a good advantage in, like, colonial times in that regard. Because, like, a C? That's pretty likely shape for an apple peel to make.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi guys.
Hey.
What up?
We listened to Eve's Tumor, and I did not used to be like a tumor head. I never had tumors.
Oof.
Hope
not.
But after Congdon told me he fainted and all, like, just fainted at a concert,
like, over out the of summer. Emotion
or and heat and dehydration.
Okay, because that plays a big.
I've been a much bigger fan.
Oh gosh, rest
because
in peace,
they're
Griffin
responsible for the downfall of Griffin.
That's so good.
Where is he?
Spain?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe Italy.
I don't know.
Some of those places over there.
Everybody's away.
Yeah.
Everybody's going away. I feel like a lot of people came back, a lot of people left.
We're not going anywhere.
Nope.
We will stay
in Somerville.
9 to 11 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Only on WMFO. This is the only place you can find us on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, yep. We literally will be here every Tuesday night.
Besides SMFA, which is where I am before I get here.
Oh,
except
true.
For today.
Except for today, because fake snow day. But
you guys want to talk about...
I was really disappointed that there was no... snow.
I wanted to play in the snow today.
I wanted to play in the snow, but also the fake snow day afforded us time to watch two Lord of the Rings movies today and begin the third.
True.
Excuse me.
Alexia's getting over their sickness, but so far so good, Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Even Alexia got in on some Lord of the Rings watching.
On the fight, the big fight.
I watched a
battle.
Someone notorious for... low attention span when it comes to movies.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm the opposite. I'm not a big battle lover when it comes to movies.
Really?
Like in the end game fight, I was like, can this just be over?
Oh, I
that one sucked.
That one just wasn't even a good fight.
I liked it. I liked the scene.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. But
it was entertaining.
I think I have to watch the whole series from beginning to end like you guys did, because I listened to part of the Hobbit audiobook, and I think that I should probably read it before I watch it. That's like one of those things where I feel like I should experience.
That's what
the
I
book
wanted to do,
movie.
But then I didn't. And
it's a
we
long book.
It. And like that's what I.
But there is also a part of me that's still 12 years old and thinks that it's the greatest thing ever made.
It's like something I would sit down with eventually. It's like more of a life goal thing. Life bucket list
like,
goal.
I have told myself that I don't want to watch the live action Little Women movie because I want to read the book.
With Timothy Chalamet.
But I haven't read the book and I haven't seen the movie yet, so.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, one of the greatest things ever was like being fully immersed in the Hunger Games book series and then being able to watch the movies and then
that
the same
awesome.
Thing for Divergent.
Guys, I think we have no listeners.
Really?
Lol.
No,
how
many people
true.
Are in here?
Only 13, so I think that means zero.
No, there's two. We have two real listeners for sure.
Hey, Pearl, hey, Antonio.
If either of you are listening,
call in. 855-915-9636. Call in. We are chilling here for the next 40 minutes.
Yeah.
35
Pearl's,
minutes.
Pearl's live chatting.
Pearl is live chatting. Pearl, you should call in.
But what was I talking about? Yeah, the experience of reading a book and then watching the movie is like something that I haven't experienced for a really long time. Like I'm in the middle of reading American Psycho and I have been for like a year.
Yeah,
it's just something that I pick up when I have the chance
it's
to, which is not often. But I wish that I had read the book first and then watched the movie because it would have been a really awesome experience.
I was in the supermarket yesterday during the big pre-fake snowstorm rush.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing Huey Lewis in the News, Hip to Be Square.
Yeah.
And I, too, wanted to kill Jared Leto with an axe.
Yeah. Not a big fan of him. But I don't know. I just haven't been able to do that much anymore as read a book before I watch a movie because I just don't read books anymore.
It's Hip to Be Square.
It's a book I would actually read.
It's a good book.
Yeah. I've liked the audiobook so far.
Oh, you listened to the audiobook too?
Of The Hobbit, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant American Psycho.
No.
Who do they have reading it?
I don't know.
It's the one on Spotify.
So I imagine they could bring out a pretty big name for that.
Whoever it is, he's doing some really good voices for it. Like, they have the little Grunkle Man.
Oh, it's Andy Serkis. It's Gollum.
Oh my god.
It's literally Gollum.
Really? Yeah. He did Gollum really well, but it's really good. It's good so far.
That's cool. Like, shout out again to my dad. He did the audiobook for The Little Prince in Spanish and Frankenstein as well.
Nice. All right, shout out El Gato, but now the talk break's over. We're going to listen to Lyle Lovett and his big band.
Woo!
Let's go.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Just be me and Trevor. We'll go riding through them movies. Then we buy a boat and on the sea we sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter. And one day said Kemosabe, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree and scare him by the light pole, but would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly and you are heaven to me. The night is young.
You guys forgot I could do that one.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
How we feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling a little sleepy.
Sleep.
Yeah, it's been one of those days, I think.
It's the
weather.
Blah
day. It's the weather.
It was nice when we had a few days of sun. It's too bad I was sick during it.
That is true. You were on your deathbed for a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Be back.
Which, yeah, it's exciting.
No, this isn't the first time I've left the house. I went to class.
Okay.
I thought it was the first time I left the house, but it's not.
No. You were at SMFA yesterday.
I was there. I made it out.
Yeah, and then you went home.
I figured out what I was doing wrong.
My little Billy Bob.
Gave you guys a preview by accident of one of the next songs. Nuestra Fe by Soda Stereo is coming up soon. So is Horse Jumper of Love Song and America Never Been by Car Seat Headrest.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice lineup. No, but I was going to say something. I'm glad that Bill pulled through.
I literally thought he was going to die.
Yeah, Bill the Bird. Yes.
We all thought Bill was going to die. And
honestly, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was very scared. We were very scared when we checked on Bill.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah. I had to rush out of class.
He looked like a little ball.
Because he wasn't eating anything. Yeah. I got him to eat. I got him to take his meds. He's taking them like a champ. I thought he was a goner. But I helped him. I nursed him back to health. Stanley is as well.
Thank goodness.
Giving him that strength that he needs to pull through. But he made it. The light of my life.
Very glad that he made it because...
I don't need that right now. Yeah. He's so precious.
Does anyone...
My precious.
That's really good.
Are we doing ladders?
Do either of you guys want to read ladders?
Yeah, I'll do ladders. Since I wasn't here last week.
This is true.
Right now?
Yes.
All right. There's something very dangerous in your home.
Wait, give me a sec. I gotta turn off our mics.
Okay. Retry. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent work, Alexia.
Excelente.
I'm also happy to bring a report from Pearl that Bill has been singing like crazy.
I know.
True,
so
I have.
Happy.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Oh, he wasn't.
Thank you, Pearl.
Singing for like a week. I hope that the vet calls and lets me know tomorrow what was wrong with him so I can get to the bottom of it and prevent it from happening again. Because if he dies.
Don't even think about it.
He's perfectly fine.
No need to think about it at all.
And Stanley's a little trooper. She'll last.
Guys,
50 years.
I'm getting likes on an old post by a tattoo artist in New York, followed by Nicholas' sister,
perhaps
the one that we were talking
spam
about
account.
Earlier.
Yeah,
but I don't know. No, he's like 42,000 followers.
All right, if our discussion has turned to this, I'm just going to play the next song.
No, go for it. I just thought this was really weird. Like, wow. Really good work, though. Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
Right?
Go ahead, Charlie.
Cut us off. It's playing.
It is.
I hope you guys like that song. I really like the beep boops. Like,
I love so good.
I don't think I'm gonna have time to play all of the songs I wanted to play tonight.
Oh wow, we're almost at
the end of the show.
Wow,
it's 10:47.
That's wild.
Next up is "America Never Been" by Car Seat Headrest. I don't know if we'll get to "Horse Jumper of Love."
It's always next week.
Yeah,
there's always next week.
Which this is where will we will be. Happen.
Hopefully, we will have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
We'll maybe see more than one.
Yeah, that would be nice.
We'll see.
Not much to talk about. Not much to say. Much to listen to. There's always music to listen to on WMFO, greatest radio station in the world. True. I can say that much.
We were just talking about how barely any radio stations, like FM radio, does play this amount of music. Like this variety, this amount of variety, if that's how you can say it, right?
So if you're listening, thank you. Mm. Tune in next week.
Yep.
I'm sure it'll be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back to talk maybe a little bit at the end of the show.
Yep.
But for now, this is goodbye. And so we have come to the end of the show.
Yep.
That sad, sad time where we have to go away.
I know.
And let someone else use the radio.
But, we're back here next week. Back here next week, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. With both our shows, matter of fact, and Zenner, the skill to catch.
If not for FCC versus Pacifica Foundation, it would be a little earlier.
This is true. We just found out, 1978, a conservative media, or a person from a conservative media group did not like
George Carlin's
very, very, very explicit song. Hence why after 10 p.m., we can play explicit music. But that's crazy. It should just be like,
till what time?
6 a.m.
Yeah, 10 to 6. It should just be like, listen at your own risk. Yeah. Type of situation. Like,
cause like now with TV, they're allowing like playing swears and stuff on live television.
Yeah, and showing a lot more things.
I mean, the FCC is weird. It's like, only if someone reports you, they'll take action, and like, what is action?
Yeah. Yeah. But
they probably just say, guys, stop.
Guys,
maybe
stop.
Find Tufts University. Please don't. No. Please don't report
if
WMFO.
Anybody,
we love the FCC.
Yeah.
No swearing here, guys.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's time to get out of here.
Yeah. Good night.
That's really
See
it.
You next week.
You've listened to Zenner, the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. There's another show up next. I'm sure it'll be great. Listen, never turn the dial.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a gangster, gangster of love. Now look here, when I go into a bar, goes from near far, I say I'm a gangster of love. I jumped in my white horse Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster.
Hello, everybody out there.